Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Probably by now, most people know that you should clean up your Facebook pages and run through your old Twitter account posts and all that kind of stuff before you apply for a job, because there's a good chance that your prospective employer is going to look at it.
You should?
If you haven't figured that out by now, then you probably haven't been applying for jobs, because it doesn't take too long for you to learn that. I think it's always good to go over some of the things that get you in big trouble, though. These All are right. some of the things you may not realize because you might be stupid.
Okay.
For example, they say post about doing drugs. There are very few employers who are going to overlook that.
Right,
even
right.
if it's something you consider casual and fun, it shouldn't be on your social media pages. Certainly no. not where they can see them.
Is that kind of like the people with the pot leaf stickers on their bumper stickers on their car?
That's not good, but that's not the same as posts where you actually talk about doing it or you know, show the new bong that you just bought or
that's a water pipe.
Or show people getting high in your apartment.
Okay.
You know, that kind of thing.
Okay.
They say also you should be careful about drinking as well. It's not anything wrong with having drinking pictures up, but you don't want it to look like that you're out of control.
Well, and if you have too many party pictures up like that.
There's nothing wrong with that.
They worry that you might not come in reliably.
It means you got a lot of friends, you can have a good time.
Hide the bottle.
Also, too many sexy photos.
Oh.
Maybe a lot in your... It's not that there's anything wrong with bikini shots, but there's a line drawn. It's kind of like... You know it when you see it, kind of a thing.
Right.
If there's too much of it, they start to think that you're going to probably clutter up the office with a lot of relationship problems and drama.
That line drawn, too, is that thong.
Right, crack of your bottom. No negative comments about a former boss or coworker.
Oh, that's good.
Because then they're going to think, well, I'm next.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They'll write bad stuff about me when I have to fire them. Anything that shows you have poor communications skills. That means you don't want posts where you are constantly rude to people. You don't want posts with lousy grammar and spelling.
Okay.
Well, because it makes you look unintelligent.
I'm glad I'm not looking for a job.
With spell check, you actually don't come across too bad.
Oh, well, thank you.
I know some people who are able to somehow overcome spell check and actually beat it into submission and post their nonsense anyway.
Well, sometimes I do that just because I don't want to seem too uppity.
You should go for uppity.
Yeah.
Any comments that discriminate against race, gender, or religion? Pretty much anything that discriminates against anything is not going to win you points when they're looking at you for a job.
All right.
Never admit that you've lied on your resume on social media.
Well, I don't think a lot of people are doing that on Facebook.
Oh, I did once.
You do?
Yeah, I had. I actually included a picture of a fake letter that I had attached to my resume from the President of the United States recommending me for the job. I thought it was funny, but they did not.
Yeah.
Anything you post about a previous employer that should have been confidential? Like, well, I used to work at this place. I used to work at KFC, and I know the secret formula.
Yep.
That's not cool to post on Facebook.
I worked at Hardee's. I know the secret biscuit recipe.
That's the thing you shouldn't be posting.
But I'm so proud of that, though.
Make us some biscuits.
I can do that.
Come on.
Yeah.
No pictures or posts that link you to criminal behavior. This is a true thing. I actually pulled this up. One guy had posted a photo of a warrant for his arrest. Okay, that's not smart.
Yeah.
It's not going to help you.
I agree.
Having an unprofessional username.
Yeah.
You know, like parties all the time or something like that is your username.
Right, right.
Not good.
Who is that?
And here's one that's a very, I think, hypocritical one here. anything that shows you've lied to get a sick day. Mm. So you post a picture of you out on the beach. You're like, this is when I had pneumonia. Ha ha.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
The problem I have with that is, you know, the boss has done this before, too.
Mm-hmm.
But for the boss, they think it's okay for them.
Right.
Like, you could have a boss that takes 8 gazillion vacation days and then gets mad or treats you like you're trying to abuse the system whenever you take the 2 weeks that you get,
yeah.
You know? So bosses are hypocritical. Remember that when you post, because even though they've done it too, they'll look down on you for it.
Okay. Well, we're all set now if we're looking for a new job.
Well, it'll help you out a little bit. I just thought maybe some of you might want to look for a new one.
Thanks, Tom.
And just to let you know, Cato, I just whipped up a big old batch of air biscuits.
It's sausage, too.
I don't know what that means. I'm pretty sure what you're doing on the radio right now is also something you shouldn't do.
That's smothered in gravy.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.